Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 11 through 21. The Reverend Paul Landgraf is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 1 Kings chapter 19. The word of the Lord came to Elijah, and he said, "Go out and stand on the mount before the Lord. Behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore the mountains and broke in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, the sound of a low whisper. And when Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his cloak and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. And behold, there came a voice to him and said, 'What are you doing here, Elijah?' He said, 'I have been very jealous for the Lord, the God of hosts. For the people of Israel have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left. And they seek my life to take it away.' And the Lord said to him, 'Go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. When you arrive, you shall anoint Hazael to be king over Syria, and Jehu the son of Nimshi you shall anoint to be king over Israel, and Elisha the son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah you shall anoint to be prophet in your place. And the one who escapes from the sword of Hazael shall Jehu put to death, and the one who escapes from the sword of Jehu shall Elisha put to death. Yet I will leave 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him.' So he departed from there and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen in front of him, and he was with the 12. Elijah passed by him and cast his cloak upon him. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, 'Let me kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow you.' And he said to him, 'Go back again, for what have I done to you?' And he returned from following him and took the yoke of oxen and sacrificed them and boiled their flesh with the yokes of the oxen and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he arose and went after Elijah and assisted him." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And a few thoughts about this text. We know a lot about Elijah, comparatively speaking. At least we know his name, right? There are other prophets, sons of God. But we know the name of Elijah and, of course, Elisha. Elijah meaning, "My God is Yah. My God is Yahweh." And it's important to know who your God is. And Elijah had ups and downs. And we catch him probably at his worst. He was going to the showdown with the prophets, priests of Baal. And he won that, but then Jezebel, the wife of the king, wants him dead the very next day. So he heads south to Mount Horeb from Beersheba, about 350 miles, just has a couple meals to go on for that day. It's a long way. And he's hoping for some sort of message, some sort of good news. What does he get? He gets the Lord talking to him. The low spots or the high spots, the Lord speaks. The Lord has something to say. He goes, the Lord comes, but not in the wind, not in the whirlwind, although Elijah will be taken up by a whirlwind, not in an earthquake, not even in the fire, like Moses years ago when the Lord spoke to him out of the burning bush. Verse 12 of our text, after the fire, the sound of a low whisper. The ESV actually manages to put a footnote here, apart from the Lutheran Study Bible. Instead of the sound of a low whisper, or a sound, a thin silence. A thin silence. You wouldn't think those two things go together. And it must have been very quiet. And the word thin, something thin, of course, but to fit it with silence, but it also could be pulverized in little pieces. And that's sometimes what God can do. That's what sometimes God does. Just like that sound of the wind, the fire, the earthquake, the hammer of God breaks us into pieces. Elijah was sure broken. But that thin silence, that sound of a low whisper changed things, gave new life. And Elijah picks Elisha. My God is salvation. Eli saves. My God saves, rescues, delivers. And Elijah ends up okay. But there is another Elijah, of course, the New Testament, the one who came in the spirit and power of Elijah, the one who had a good message, talked about someone who was following him, not Elisha, but Jesus, Joshua, the Lord is my salvation. The Lord rescues, delivers. And Jesus had good days and bad days. And then there was that mount, smaller than Mount Horeb, Mount Sinai, Golgotha, where he gets crushed, bruised for our iniquities. Upon him was all our sin. In the text for this past Sunday, when Jesus was in his hometown, it says he could do no mighty work there. He was saving himself to do a mighty work on the cross for us, for our salvation. And then the gospel according to John says that Isaiah saw his glory and spoke of him, this glory that crushes him for our sin, for our salvation. And then he's raised to life. The good days and the bad days continue. We continue with that great Elisha, that one, my God, saves, rescues, delivers because of what Jesus Christ did. And he was predicted and throughout the Old Testament, in Kings, in Isaiah, whose commemoration we celebrate today, Jesus gives and we receive. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the congregations of the Missouri District and their pastors, together with all schools, teachers, and church workers. We also pray for Rafael and Jamie Lynn Flores, who serve the Lord in the Dominican Republic. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.